Hashtag The Fixer.
All right, so as Stacey said earlier, Mahesh is going through a bit of a situation. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say forced to marry, but his words are pushed to get married, as in, like, indirectly, if I don't do this, my life is not going to be lekker anymore.
Got you.
So he was in a relationship with his now wife before the pushing of them getting married took place. They were friends before they got married. They built some sort of romantic relationship. And now the reality for Mahesh and his madam is that things are not so great anymore because they can't seem to find a common ground. But before I share the rest of it, right, I want to be dramatic, give you a nice teaser. Here's what Mahesh himself has to say with regards to his problem.
My wife and I were pushed to get married by our parents. We were in a relationship, but we were never ready. Our wedding was paid for by them from the ceremony, mainly, haldi, etc. We are realizing that we do not know each other that well. She is a great woman, beautiful, smart, and intelligent. But I am afraid I have come to the realization that I am not in love with her. My wife expressed her feelings for me. She tells me that she loves me, but I cannot bring myself to saying it back. I am ashamed and scared to tell her and my family the truth.
So I'm not going to lie, Mahesh, who is a real person, and that's what we deal with here on The Fixer, so this is an actual person going through an actual problem. When I first saw this and that this was your story, I was like, my heart broke for you. I was like, that is one of the worst positions to be in. Take the parents, the pressure, the cost of the wedding, the shame, the irritation, the paperwork, the back and forth out of it. You're in a, at this point, we could call it maybe like a loveless situation, and you don't necessarily know if it's going to get better.
Yeah.
So really, you have one of two options. Either you stick around and you wait to see if feelings will develop authentically and organically over time for your wife, or you have to go toodles.
Yeah, Stacey, can I just be on the opposite side of this? I don't feel sorry for Mahesh. I feel sorry for the woman who's in love with a man who doesn't love her, because most of the time it's the man who has to take the initiative to say, yo, let's get married, right? And he didn't have, I want to use this word, but I can't use it on the radio. He didn't have the guts to stand up to his parents to say, yo, we're not ready to get married. Calm down. We're going to take our time.
No.
Now
listen,
this lady's stuck in a relationship.
No, I mean, I'm a firm believer in you made your bed, you must lie in it. The point is, if he stays, he doesn't love her. If he leaves, he doesn't love her. Either way, she is not loved.
She's stuck. Yeah.
So it's just
she's
like
going to get hurt at the end of the day.
Precisely on that very basis. So like, it's not cute no matter which way you cut it. The question is, KZN, what is Mahesh to do?
Okay.
For the record, I've done some research. Yeah. Mahesh is 30-something.
Yeah.
So he's not a baby. He's not teeny tiny. He's dated around before. Again, they were dating before this whole thing took place. What is your advice for Mahesh tonight? Has recently gotten married. They're married for 2 months to a lady he was in a relationship with for a while. Their respective families thought that this was a fantastic pairing. There was a pressure on Mahesh and his now wife to tie the knot. A family's support, buy-in, and check went to getting this done. Now, wifey is saying, I love you, you know, like you're my husband. And he's going, I know you're my wife, but I don't think I'm in love with you. Like, they're starting to realize they don't really know each other very well at all.
This is awkward, yeah.
Can you imagine what dinner must be like every night? So on the Facebook post, because that is really where the gold comes out, I must be honest. Samantha has suggested to Mahesh some advice for you tonight. Your parents should be made to pay for your divorce, seeing that they forced you into this marriage in the first place.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you weren't man enough to stand up to your parents then at least be man enough now and tell your wife how you feel. So, to Jay Spoo's point earlier, you owe yourself and her that at the very least. Make sure you don't sweep this under the carpet and waste another year or two of your life. Life is short, and you both deserve to experience true love.
On the same wagon, Anusha says, please don't hesitate to tell her, because you will treat her unfairly. You both will be wasting your lives, which is not right. So let her be loved the way she deserves, and not by a pretentious you. Her love and feelings matter, so please let her find her one.
On another tip though, Alison, you were in a relationship with her, so there must have been some attraction towards her. Give the relationship and yourself time. Start with being friends.
Ooh. Listen, there's many options that Maheshan can take on. If you have any advice on top of what we've seen on Facebook and might have spoken about between Stacey and I and you, please chime in. 061-792-9495. So on the line we have Jeremy. Welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, man, we're good. Can you help out Mahesh? What advice do you have for him, man?
So the thing is, what is in a bit of a tricky situation.
Yeah.
Damn if he doesn't, damn if he don't. So the thing is, at one point, there was some love in the relationship. If they had a thing going on before they got married. So there are avenues that you can take. Counseling, where they can actually go and get, their hands can be held. They can get support. They can get advice, counselor regarding their relationship. Because definitely there was some sort of love there. The other thing is, he either needs to dig deep, think about it, sit quietly in the corner, and actually think what he wants to do. Because at the moment, he's literally breaking both of them in terms of their emotional state.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't love her, she loves him, but a whole lot of spiral effects. Mm. He's going to not be happy at home. His work performance is going to thing, and ultimately that's just a very bad situation where he really needs to face it, speak to the parents and say, we were actually pushed into this thing,
yeah,
but we are no longer happy, or well, I'm no longer happy in the relationship, and if I continue in the relationship, I'm going to hurt your daughter even further.
Mm.
Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
You hit the nail on the head right there, man. Thank you so much. All right, so let's cross on over to Avril. Avril, hello. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, man, we good. We're just trying to help up Mahesh, man. It's a hectic situation. What are your thoughts on it?
It is. It was very sad when I heard his voice note. Okay, so I'm on the thought that I understand, you know, it's not love at first sight. So he got pushed into a marriage, well, both of them, and you say that she loves him. You know, women, we are naturally geared to love. And I've said this many times. Women can love over and over again. We can love multiple times. We can fall in love. We can fall out of love. We can love different types of love that we can give. Mm. But men, it's different. They only feel that they can connect emotionally one way. So if he's not feeling that and unable to give his wife that, and they are in their late 30s, they don't need to go around consulting too many people. The decision that he has to make that I'm going away. His wife is young. He's young. Give her a chance to go find love out there again, because she will fall in love. She might dislike you for now, be upset with you, but eventually she's going to get over it. She's going to find someone that will have her back and give her what she deserves. And he will find someone that he will love unconditionally as well.
Avril, you can't see me because this is radio, but I'm standing up and I'm single applauding for you. So good.
Shout out. Well done. Thank you so much, Avril. Now, Stacey, just on the back of what Avril was saying, I've got an outrageous idea, right, for Mahesh. He is now married because he could not, you know, have the guts to say to his parents, I don't want to get married. Right now he's stuck in the situation, and two people are stuck, and he's afraid of his family. Here's an option.
Mm.
Why doesn't he just speak to his wife and have an open marriage?
I'm sorry. Are you suggesting telling the truth?
No. These are my thoughts. I am
not even trying to be like. Sometimes I'm 100% with you.
We can't judge relationships. People have open relationships. What if him and his wife can just have a...
Okay, no, I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking you just tell her how you feel and the two of you work out...
Maybe I took it too far.
Yeah, come back.
But Maheshan, my brother, good luck, man.
Yeah. Now listen, just maybe chat to your wife first. And I think what Avril said there is right. You don't need the council. You don't need 50,000 voices in your head. It's because of those 50,000 voices drowning out your own that you're in the situation in the first place. Focus on your wife as a human being, less as a partner, and see if you can kind of meet her in the middle there first and respect her enough to tell her the truth. And maybe you'll both be right.
Drive Home with Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.